We now return with Murph, Mac, and Mayoko.
NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers insider Mac Mayoko.
Sponsored by Golden State. Since 1954, when you succeed, they succeed. Visit them today at goldenstatelumber.com.
Now here's Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
I think we can say this is the least fearful trip to Seattle in the last 10 years. And we'll talk to Matt Mayoko about it right now on the UMA guest line.
Okay.
Maddie from NBC Sports Bay Area. Maddie, how hot is that take that this is the least fearful trip to Seattle in 10 years? Or am I cruising for a bruise?
Yeah, I don't trust it, Matt. I don't trust the whole situation personally, but yeah.
Maybe the first year, you know, that the 49ers went up there. Well, the first year they lost to Russell Wilson. That might have been the least fearful. Because at that point, the 49ers, I think, you know, had kind of owned this head-to-head matchup. But, yeah, I would say, far and away, this one. I mean, this is the only time, well, I think, let's see, Russell Wilson's been in the league for 9 full seasons. The Seahawks have made the playoffs 8 of those 9 years. And the only time the 49ers came away with a victory during that stretch was, you know, one of the more important victories, one of the more important games up there. Obviously, the NFC Championship game rates is number one, and we all know what happened on that day. But week 17 of the 2019 season, when the 49ers won that game, you know, that's the only time they've come out of there with a victory. So This is a different Seahawks team. You know, this is a 3-8 Seahawks team. This is a Seahawks team where Pete Carroll cuts his press conference short, comes back, apologizes, and admits that far and away, this is his most frustrating season as the head coach. And this is a team, the Seattle Seahawks, who are 1-4 at home, and the only victory this season was against Jacksonville. So, yeah, this is a different team. But, I mean, quite frankly, the 49ers that will be showing up on Sunday in Seattle are a different team than the 49ers that took the field against the Vikings last week, because – no Deebo Samuel, no Fred Warner.
Yeah, let's start with Deebo. I mean, you know what's amazing is Juwan Jennings. I'm reading your piece about, you know, how did the 49ers replace Deebo, and obviously Brandon Ayuk has been a huge story. But Juwan Jennings, I mean, Matty, wasn't it even a question he was going to make the team this year? I mean, and all of a sudden, what, he's catching touchdowns? And now, going to Seattle, you're like, yeah, look for Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I mean, Juwan, you know, I don't know that he's the kind of guy that you're going to roll out there and say, you know, go catch 8 passes for 120 yards. I don't think he's that kind of player. I think he's kind of a sneaky, effective wide receiver. But where he really has made an impact is in the running game. I mean, he will take your head off if you're a defensive back. And he will, what's the old saying? You'll keep blocking until the echo of the whistle.
Hmm.
Well, he's, I think, keeps blocking until the echo of the next whistle. You know, that he goes after it. And, you know, he gets in defensive backs' faces, and, you know, he keeps it up to this point. He's kept it legal. And, you know, Jacksonville, they lost one of their safeties early in that game because he got fed up and took a punch at Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not your classic, you know, starting receiver. He's not really your classic number 3 receiver. But what the 49ers are doing right now, he fits in perfectly with what they're doing. And that's running the football a lot. And, you know, it's time for Brandon Ayuk, who's come around. And, Right. And you know, the coaching staff have definitely pushed all the right buttons with Brandon Ayuk to get him playing at this level. Not only Brandon Ayuk catching the passes, but also doing the same thing that Jennings is doing. He's doing very well as a blocker. And that's something that we don't talk about a whole lot, but it's imperative in this offense for the wide receivers to block. You know, that's why Elijah Mitchell has done so well, part of the reason why. So, yeah, they're going to have to kind of piece it together. You know, I think you're probably going to see more George Kittle in the passing game. You know, you're going to see George Kittle. You're going to see Brandon Ayuk. You're probably going to see Mitchell out of the backfield. Maybe a little bit more Juszczyk catching passes. So when you try to compensate for Deebo Samuel, because the guy plays more than one position,
yeah,
you're going to have to compensate with more than one guy. I mean, it's going to be like five guys who are trying to replace the production that you lose by not having Deebo Samuel out there.
What's a little scary, though, is you start talking about Juszczyk catching passes and Kittle catching passes, and that means you're talking about maybe throwing the ball more. And we just finished our session with Greg Cosell, and he was all about the Niners finally remembered their identity. Run, run, mm-hmm. run, 40 carries, 39 carries. And the scenario that you laid out there is that, you know, Deebo carried it, what, six times? Those are like six big snaps or whatever, or seven yeah. times. So they're going to have to throw a little bit more, or, as I read, is – do we even throw out the name Jermichael Hasty as somebody who helps out?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that they might have to throw the ball more. I mean, the best case scenario is that they just do the same things they've been doing, but, you know, they're spreading it around a little bit differently. Yeah, I don't know how long they can keep going to Elijah Mitchell for 27 carries. So maybe... You know, here's a question I asked Kyle Shanahan yesterday. I said, are there any specific, Deebo-specific plays in your playbook? In other words, are there plays where they go, hey, Deebo Samuel can do this, nobody else can, let's put him in this position? And the answer was no. He said that all the plays that they have for Deebo Samuel are plays that are in the offense. And there are other people who can do those plays. It's just that Deebo Samuel can do a wider variety of those plays. You know, Deebo Samuel can run all the routes. Deebo Samuel can do, you know, the jet sweeps, which is something Brandon Ayuk can do. But Brandon Ayuk, you know, you don't line him up in the backfield and run between the tackles like you would with, say, Jeff Wilson. And you don't necessarily line any other player up other than Elijah Mitchell, say, and go outside zone. So the creativity of how the 49ers have used Deebo Samuel is that, you know, you break the huddle, or at least the other team sees the personnel groupings out there on the field. And when they break the huddle, they don't know where Deebo Samuel is lining up. Is he going to be a wide receiver on this play running one of many different routes, you know, any passing routes, what he could do? Or is he going to be in the backfield? Or even if he's lining up wide, is he going to go in motion and take a jet sweep handoff? If he lines up wide, is he going to motion to the backfield and take a handoff up the middle? I mean, there's no end to all the things that Deebo Samuel can do, but maybe the 49ers become a little bit more predictable on Sunday because, you know, you're not going to do the same things you do with Brandon, with Deebo Samuel, with Brandon Ayuk or Elijah Mitchell or anybody else who's, you know, one of those five eligibles.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
49ers going to Seattle. And, yeah, I was looking at, by the way, we talked about our opening premise there, and you went through it. The 2019 game remains the standout when they won that pressure-packed game. And, by the way, if you want to probably hyperventilate and see – if you want to have a whiteout where you almost pass out, just remember Marshawn Lynch coming
dude,
onto the field.
I remember it well.
The greatest false start in 49er Seahawk history. Or no, delay a game, pardon me. Delay a game, right?
Thank goodness.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, other you than that.
I was just looking at that replay, the Jacob Hollister and Dre Greenlaw tackle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, did he get in? Like, you watch it and you go, hold it, did he? Oh, my gosh, did the 49ers lose this game? Did he get in?
If he did, he don't tell anybody.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, it was that close. I mean, I even know how it ended, and I still don't see you know, how Greenlaw made that play.
Yeah.
We call that, Maddie, we call that the Gregor Blanco, Juan Perez phenomenon, in which you watch them kicking Alex Gordon's single around the warning track in Kansas City, and you're convinced he's going to have an inside the Parker to tie the game.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Way to take me back in time. I remember that very well.
Two times I think I might have been the most hyperventilated in my sports fandom was Perez and Blanco playing hacky sack on the warning track. And me going, oh, my God, this is really happening. Oh, my God, this is really happening. And then Marshawn Lynch running onto the field with the one-yard line. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is really happening. And both of them.
I don't know who the third base coach was, but do you think he ever thinks, like, gosh, I should have just sent him?
First of all, his name became very famous because he was written about a lot in spring training. And it's been really parsed on. Like, people like Joe Posnanski have done, like, 100-inch takeouts on it and everything. And I think it's almost like the JFK, the Warren Report, when you've got to Oswald acted alone, you've got to go with that, you know? There's just no way he should have sent him. Brandon Crawford had the ball, and Gordon was about 10 feet down the line. Crawford would have had to airmail Buster Posey, and I think everything we've seen from Crawford, Maddie, in the last 10 years, he'd throw a strike.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so.
So let's rest easy there.
Yeah, we got that one, yeah.
Can you imagine, though, man, if he did wave him home and that's how the World Series ended?
Oh, it would have been perfect.
All right. Hey, defense, we asked Greg Cosell this question. The Niners' stats on defense the last 3 weeks are dramatically different. I mean, I think it's under 70 rushing yards three straight weeks, under 325 total yards three straight weeks. And I'm trying to figure out why. Like, you know, like scheme-wise or personnel-wise, because they didn't change much personnel, Maddie, right? I mean, you tell me, is it just the opponents they played or you know, turnovers going their way all of a sudden? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of that. They are forcing more takeaways. But, I mean, think of it. It's not like usually when you run into a three-game stretch like that, you look at it and you go, oh, my gosh, they faced – you know, three of the worst five offenses in the league. Well, one is certainly one of the worst. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars. But you look at the Rams and the Vikings. I mean, those are two of the best offenses in the league. It's at least, you know, I don't know exactly where they stand as far as the stats, but, you know, all you have to do is look at the eyeball test and see who the quarterbacks are and how successful they are and the people they're throwing to. Here's one thing I'm going to have you try on for size. It might not be a popular opinion, but I just don't think the 49ers' pass defense is as bad as people think it is. They are sixth in the league in pass defense. And, I mean, I'm constantly getting besieged by people on Twitter saying, Josh Norman is horrible. Get him out of there. They don't have any cornerbacks. They can't do this. They can't do that. And I almost think that defensive back play and cornerback play is a lot like offensive line play. Whereas if you're only watching your team per week and you're not invested in watching other games or other teams, if you're really into your team, you just automatically think that your offensive line is the worst in the league because your quarterback gets sacked, you know, twice a game and is under pressure, you know, every now and then. And I think you automatically think your cornerbacks are the worst in the league because you see, as every NFL team does, they complete passes, sometimes for large gains, you know, sometimes for touchdowns, and you just automatically just dismiss out of hand that our team sucks. You know, our offensive line is horrible. It's going to keep us down. Our defensive backfield is horrible. I mean, look at these yards they're giving up. But then you take a step back, and also I do want to note here that, yes, they've had a heck of a lot of pass interference penalties this season. But Josh Norman, he does have quite a few pass interference penalties, but the total yardage on those pass interference penalties is only 62 yards. And he does supply something that no other cornerback in the league has, not even come close to, which is the peanut punch of forcing six fumbles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my opinion is that is Josh Norman, you know, an elite cornerback? No. But I also don't think there are very many elite cornerbacks. And one of the things that Kyle Shanahan talked about yesterday was, you know, any cornerback in the league – if you're just like, hey, line up over there, you know, go cover Tyler Lockett or go cover DK Metcalf without any help all day long, that cornerback's going to be in for a really rough day. So I just don't think at this point, and I think the stats have kind of bared this out over the past 3 weeks, and really in large part through the entire season, the 49ers pass coverage is nowhere near as bad as I think a lot of fans think it is.
Well, all right, from your, you know, and they won't be tested by a Seahawks pass offense that is just dreadful right now. The Seahawks offense is terrible. Of course, right as soon as I say that.
That's what I'm saying. Easy.
Right?
But look at them, though. I mean, they have Russell Wilson. I don't care what you say about Russell Wilson. He is Russell freaking Wilson.
That's what I'm saying, Matt. I still have anxiety, yeah.
Absolutely, and you should. and their receivers, you know, they have two of the better. You know, the 49ers face, you know, perhaps the best tandem of wide receivers last week with Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to face another really good group, you know, a good duo of wide receivers with Lockett and Metcalf. So it's not like they're, you know, they've been facing these slouches where they're just rolling up big numbers, or I should say not allowing big numbers through their passing game because the opponent doesn't have a clue. So I just don't think that, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but I just don't think that the pass defense is so bad, or at least as bad as you think they would be based on what social media reaction is to, you know, the guys they put out there.
There you go. When you that key phrase, based on social media reaction. So, all right, well, listen, up to Seattle you go. Is Wild Ginger still a thing, or am I dating myself?
No, I think it's still a thing, but I think I've been there so many times.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Might have to take a pass.
Time to break out something new.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
man. There's a lot to experience in Seattle.
There is.
I think there are a lot of 49er fans. You know, 49er fans are traveling well, and I think this will be a place where 49er fans will show up, and there's plenty to do because it's a great road trip.
It is awesome. Have a great trip, Maddie. We'll look forward to the coverage.
Thanks, Maddie.
All right, Murph Mack. Thanks, guys.
See you, man.
There he is, Matt Maiocco. All right, we're going to go up to Seattle. Next, Greg Bell.
Hey.
Covers the Seahawks.
Here we go.
Tacoma News Tribune. Next on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.